Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBAT prices were May corn steady, May wheat down a penny and a half, and May beans down a penny and a half. Currently, we've got the dollar down 20 ticks at 96.39, crude oil up 14 cents a barrel. The Dow Jones looks to open up about 65 lower. Gold and silver are just a little bit higher here. A little bit mixed overnight. Really didn't see too much. There were no export announcements this morning. That could put a little bit of pressure on the grains. We had a nice day on Friday, but a little bit soft here in the beans and the wheat. Again, without any export sales, we kind of drifted just a little bit lower overnight. It's a little bit surprising. We've got the heavy flooding in Nebraska. It's going into Arkansas. We've got problems in Minnesota, Wisconsin. There's an awful lot of water out there. And as we get into the spring thaw, the Mississippi River could be flooding, you know, virtually the whole way down out here. But the market doesn't seem to be too worried about it as of today. Maybe they're thinking it's too early to worry about floods. The weather looks to be drying out and warming up. So, you know, maybe that'll help out here. I'm not so sure. I think we're going to probably see some delays in corn planting that could get pushed over into the beans, which may be why the beans were down a couple of cents and the corn was basically steady. Really not much other weather. The South American weather, the Argentinian corn crop and the Brazilian corn crop look to be getting a little bit bigger down there. That's ultimately a little bit of a negative. But we don't see a whole lot of fresh news out here. There was this report that the USDA or somebody, Customs, stopped a million pounds of pork from China coming into the U.S. that may have been infected with the African swine flu virus. Now, when you're trying to negotiate a deal, do you want this kind of thing popping up in the news? I don't think so. I mean, it's a major deal. And obviously, this wasn't just an isolated deal. This had to be, you know, somewhat conspiratorial to get this pork into the country. So I think the president will take a dim view on that and may address that to President Xi, who knows. But I don't think it helps things out here. So we don't have any conclusion to the Chinese trade deal. That's a negative. They've been talking about pushing it back to April. Now there's talk maybe to May. I'm not sure we're going to get this thing done anytime soon, and I think that's a long-term negative considering the size of these carryouts. But, you know, maybe the weather's wet enough to prompt some short covering. We've got the fund short over 250,000 contracts of corn. They're short about 85,000-90,000 beans. They're short about 35 meal. They're short about 70,000-75,000 contracts of wheat, long about 11,000 contracts of oil. So they're plenty short. Except for the oil, and if we can get a spark here, maybe we can see some short covering, which is, I think, what we saw on Friday. But again, we need to see something to really spark this market and gap us open higher and then leave the funds in kind of a bad way. But doesn't look like today's going to be the day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.